So now we're just going to get some facts for tomorrow. We're going to skip this thing of, skip the next thing of Mitzrayim. Okay? Because Mitzrayim is really a sugya about Basar V'Chalav, back in the stuff we did. And there's a Tosus here. It's an interesting Tosus, but we're not going to do it. So we're going to skip that. We're just going to do another Nitzis Naim stuff. So we're going to skip there. We're just going to go a little bit further. It says, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia. Okay? So let's skip a line or two. Okay? See, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia?
Nope.
No.
So why did they say Mayim Achronim is a chova? You already know this stuff. Shemelch Sodomus Yesh, because there is a Shemelch Sodomus. Shemesame Esayinayim, which blinds the eyes. Okay? Okay. Rashi. Okay. Shemelch Sodomus Yesh? It's interesting. It's interesting. Ve'amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Al-Kol Chilascha, Al-Kol Melach. Whenever you eat, you should eat salt. They keep in the nog of a mouth, so since you can end up eating with salt, that was a, for whatever reason, out of the health thing, whatever it is, chum say you with salt. Since you can touch the salt, ki hadar yasev yav yado ayinayim, when you afterwards you put your hand on your eyes, mislamalu, you're going to blind your eyes. Ulfikach tzarech lanalam, therefore you have din tila. So that's why they set up the halacha of Nidav Mayim Achronim. Okay, so maybe because brismach. So therefore you should use salt and all your things. Yeah, you should have salt on the table.
Was that table that?
Then, fine, so that's, what that's why they set up Mayim Achronim. So it says like this. So now it says, Amar Abaye umishtakach ki korta bikura. Okay. Rashi. Eno mitsuya la korat bikur. It's saying it's only found, it's not that common. As this Maya Malach Sodomus, apparently it's mixed into normal salt. It's not like a person takes out, can you pass me the Malach Sodomus shaker, and just shakes some Malach Sodomus on this thing. But apparently it was like this salt which was mixed into the salt, was this Maya Malach Sodomus. It got mixed in somehow. So it says, and it's found, like the two measurements, a kored and a kor.
Oh.
Two measurements. So it's saying it's only found a kored and a kor. Maybe you can look in the state practical guide to find exactly the percentages. But it means it's infrequent. Okay, it's
uncommon. Regular salt wouldn't pose this problem.
Regular salt isn't going to blind you. Right. This is just Maya Malach Sodomus, special salt from Sodom. Yes. I don't know. So this salt is gonna blind your eyes, but it's saying it's infrequent. It's not very common. This salt, it's only found korta bikura. But apparently, it's very nice. It's uncommon, but here we're talking about blinding you. So apparently, Chazal held that they should be chayv. But anyways, I mean, essentially, everybody's saying it. He's saying, by the way, don't think it's like this frequent danger. That's like But it's saying is that apparently there is a risk, although albeit small. And therefore, the Chum set up the safeguard. Okay, fine. Then it's like this: Amar le Rav Acha b'Reid Rav al Rav Ashi, Kal Milcha Mai. Okay, so what does Kal? Does anyone know the word Kal means? Rashi says.
Measure.
Yeah, exactly. Madar Melach means if you measure salt. Kemo vayimodu ba'omer v'chalu ba'omra. So the Tirgum of Vayimodu Ba'omer means and they measure, V'chalu.
Mm-hmm.
Kal means to measure. So if you measure salt, Mahai, Rashi. Sarach Litalach Rav Allah. Whereas if you measure the salt, you're not eating, you're just taking salt and you're measuring it. Okay? So now you're gonna have salt on your hands. It's not only like Agav Orcha, you touch the thing which happens to have salt. Here you're mamish measuring salt, so you're using your hands for the thing. So are you mechuyev to do nitiyas mayim achronim for that? Right? I mean, you'll think of that, but why not? You could say. Or you'd say no. So good to see Zibaya. So this is a cryptic Gemara. It says, Amar lei lo mi baya.
Don't ask.
So the question is, there's two ways to read that. Okay, one way is don't ask me, which would mean what?
I don't
want to. There's one way to say lo mi baya means you don't need it. That's one way to say no, you don't need it, right? But that's not the way they learn. If you look at lo mi baya, the other way is to say don't even ask me. In other words, it goes without saying. Of course, that's right. That's the way. If you have to look, and then the Marshal quotes, there's a Gemara and an Erevin. He says Gemara and Erevin quotes here. Erevin, I think that's the count. Yeah, Erevin is Zayin Beis. If you look at it, you'll see this. I think the Rashi there says it means kolo. I think he says like kolomar kol shekain or something. You know what I mean? Sometimes you say lo mi baya that this, but even that. You know what I mean? So lo mi baya means like, it goes without saying. So you mean certainly have to. Okay, and that's the end of the Gemara. So certainly you have to do. Okay, I was looking for. I mean, I looked around, but I was trying to find if anyone learns that it means you don't have to. Okay, Okay, but I didn't find anyone. It seems like they all learn Pshat. I feel like there's a riff on it. There's a. I saw. If you do enough looking around, you'll see. A lot of people talk about it, and they all seem to say it means it's not. Okay? It
means that you do have
to. It means you have to wash it, right? You have to. Okay? But and not only you have to. In other words, of course. It's like an answer. It's an answer, kind of answer. Why say lo mi ba? Why don't you say yes? You have to. Lo mi ba means of course. It goes without saying. So it's funny. I mean, on the first hand, there wasn't Ibaya, so it seems like there were two sides to the question. But then it says, no, don't even ask me. It's Dabar Pasha. I mean, like, what's, that's the question. What's the Ibaya here? What's the question? Okay? So by the way, I checked, Koret Bekorta, Korta Bekura. So Korta is like a grain. Mamish a grain. And a Kura, it said in that, it's funny, the new dictionary there, it said, it's anywhere, depending on the Shitos, it's anywhere between about 64 gallons, and 111 or something gallons, like huge, like a huge amount of gallons. This is, and a koret is mamish a granule, like a grain. So it's proportionally it got to be like a million times. I looked at another one. Says that's how much it is. So you do the math, but it got to be like a million something times a billion. I don't know. So you like amount the granule. You know how many granules make up 1 gallon. A ton, and now we're talking about 400 something, talking about 64 gallons. Okay, so it turns out this portion is 1 in millions. It's a very, very, very far out. But it's saying, it's a chashash of sakana, I guess. It's interesting, even if it's a chashash of becoming blind. It's not like you're going to die from it, it seems. But it's saying, still, it's apparently that they were choshish for it, and they said, Shmat Nar Sechon, they were Machayev and Mayim Achron. So it's a good question. I mean, it's bothersome. I mean, it sounds so far-fetched. I mean, what's the point? I mean, you could have anything. They said, lightning shouldn't go outside, because maybe you get by lightning. So it's a good question. Let's leave the question for a little bit. Okay, let's leave the question. It's a good question. Okay? Well, so this question now about, so what happens if you measure salt? Okay, you measure salt. So I mean, I think we should do that because I think this is a fundamental sugya in getting down to how did they set up this thing? What's the setup of Mayim Achronim and what are the parameters of the setup of Mayim Achronim? Right. So I think it's important to sign this. Then maybe we'll pursue more questions about it. So the question is: so what happens if you measure salt? Because if you're measuring salt, you're I guess handling with your hands, presumably, right? So you're handling with your hands. So therefore the question is, do you have to do the Mayim Achronim or not? I think my answer is, of course you do. Why, of course? Because it's a simple pshat, of course. Because if when you eat it, so you're not eating salt, you're eating whatever, this food on, salt on your food. But whatever, it's not like you're in contact with a bundle, a ton of salt. It's not like you're taking a heap of salt in your hand when you eat your food. It's you have a little bit of salt, it gets stuck on your hand, residues or whatever. But when you're measuring salt, I mean, you're taking a thing of salt. I mean, I guess however it is, you take a lot of salt and you're touching it, and you're really immersing your hands in this stuff. So then certainly, if you're gonna have to do it for Nitzidayim, then certainly you're gonna have to do it for Seuda. Certainly you're gonna have to do it for measuring salt. Right, that's what you think. So that's why. So that's why it sounds like it's only bias. So it's obvious. Don't even ask it. Right. Okay. So in fact, the Gersa I think of Rashi was like little culture can or something like that. The Gersa of Rashi in Erevin when he quotes his Gemara. The Gemara there it says Halomi Baya. But the Gemara, I think Rashi is Gersa of the Gemara. If you look in Rashi there, I think it's like a little culture can or something. Yeah. There's a riff there also. It says Kalomar Tzarach Litzel. I mean, I think they all learn that way. It means you have to. But the question is that. It's like a funny type of a Gemara, because if you're stuck kind of, you're in a funny position. Is that on the one hand, you'd say you wanted to find the cause of the question. It's two sides, right? It's two sides. Presumably, he's asking a question. Must be there's an argument to say that you do have to, an argument to say you don't have to. And that's what you have to define. But it's a little bit funny. I mean, there was a Gemara say, don't even ask it. What do you mean, don't even ask it? So then there aren't two sides. Like, don't even ask it. Sounds like there's no two sides even. Like, why don't you just answer the question? We'd say it goes without saying. It doesn't go without saying. If it's lomi baya and it's so clear cut, then this shouldn't even be a question. So it's like you have to give an explanation for the question, but then say like, what's his argument of lomi baya? Why is it so simple to him? You know what I mean? So that's gonna be a question. Okay. So that's what we have to define. Right. Rav Acha bar Rava asked it to Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said lomi baya. He answered right. Rav Ashi was ever pasha. Rav Rav apparently had a question, but Rashi held no question, simple. Okay, so what's the issue? That's the question. What's the issue? That's the question. I think Michael said, and there's a side which makes more sense. Is there a side which says it is you do have to? because like it says, lomi baya, obviously, if you just eat things which has salt on it, certainly if you handle salt. So the question is going to be, what was his havamin in the first place? We've been asking the question. It should be davar pasha. So what's the argument to say that you don't have to? It must be for some reason, even though it may be the same danger, for some reason you wouldn't be gozer. You wouldn't apply by measuring salt. Right? Okay, so I had two approaches here. Okay, but I'll start with the first approach is similar to what Michael's saying. So I was thinking is like, if you remember, let's just recall for a little bit, is back to my Rishonim for a second. Okay? According to the way Tosus learned. Remember, because it said there are two reasons. Shrach Truma, V'od Mishem Mitzvah, which is V'od is because of Nekias. There are two reasons. One is Shrach Truma, which meant that in order to protect Truma, the Chum saw fit to habituate people to be washing their hands. Which is, and also because of Nekias. According to the way Tosus learned, it's also Nekias. Right? And Nekias, so he says Kedusha. So we really need two reasons. So he said, no, because the reason, the motivation was because of, to protect Truma. But the way Tosfos learns, but what are you doing halachically? It's very nice you're doing in order so that in the Dor Doros and the Muslim Mashiach, the Kohanim will be able to still do until it's time. But what are you doing when you wash your hands? There's no truma. What truma? So you just, it's just an empty action. You're just pouring water on your hands. So what halachically you need some way to be? What are you being mechayev of him to do? Just to pour water on his hands? Where's the halachic significance of that activity? So that's what we said. V'ol mishum kedusha v'min nekiyas. That nekiyas is a halachikim. It's a kedusha. So that was an appropriate vehicle to give a tzura to Netilas Yadayim. Because you can't just set up an action without having an identity to the action. So the action is a din of kedusha. It's an action of kedusha. So yeah, why did they were mechayev in this kedusha? Not just because kedusha. You know, chayev to do kedusha or nekiyas. The reason why you chayev here is because of shrach shuma. But halachically, it needed a vehicle of bringing the chayev about. Okay, so remember that stuff. Okay. So maybe that's the question here, is that it's true the reason why here, the chashash here is because of a sakana. There's a sakana involved. But the question is, but now you're saying more than just, like, it's one thing to say avoid a sakana. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of sakana. You know what I mean? But here what you're trying to do is to create a positive institution of Vayim Achronim. I mean, it's one thing to say, like, you're not allowed to drink water that a snake may have gone into. So that's what they say. It's dangerous. You're not allowed to do it. But here they're trying to create an institution. Lai Machon is an institution. It's a positive institution. Now the question is could you simply say Sakana could generate a halachic institution? Because it's dangerous, and in order to remove the danger, you have to do this activity. Therefore, you could create a positive halachic institution because of it? Or do you say no? Is that could be that sakana could be a motivation for creating it, but halachically, in order to create the institution, you need a halachic identity to what you're doing. And what's the identity? Identity is kedusha, right? That's what the pasuk said. V'skadishtem from bracha. So v'skadishtem elamayim rishonim, v'isam kedushim elamayim achronim. So you see that washing your hands before you bench is a kiyum in kedusha. Before you're involved in Mivarach Shem Hashem, your hands are, we talked about that, right? Shem Shem Azul and Pasal Eidonis. Your hands are in an appropriate state. You're removed from the instinctual, from the food, and now you're ready to be Mivarach Hashem, to be involved in benching. So that's the way in which they were Mechayev this activity and institutionalized this activity of removing Sakana was to be Mechayev in this action of Nekias. So the reason why they did it is because of Melsodomus. But halachically, what is the definition of the activity? Is an activity of Nikias, of Kedusha, which exists in a Suda, that there's a concept in Suda of Nikias and Kedusha. So therefore that's how they formalized it. Or do you say no? That really Sakana could generate an institution, a positive institution in its own right. Just like you could have an Isser because of Sakana, you could have a positive thing because of Sakana. And Kedusha is a separate thing, a nice thing, the Smachta, the Chum added to it. I mean, that's a Zibai. Could Mel... so how's that going to play out? How's it going to play out? So the thing is when it comes to measuring salt. Because by measuring salt, in terms of Sakana, if you say Sakana could generate the institution, it's the positive institution of Atila in its own right, so then by salt, it's even more of a Sakana. So then Culture King is going to do it. Right? But if you say that the only way Sakana could generate a halachic institution is by making recourse to the halachic concept of Nikias, of Kedusha, so then Seuda has the concept of Nikias, which is a part of it, of Seuda, of Kedusha. But you don't have that in measuring salt. I mean, measuring salt doesn't lend itself to that halachic framework. There's no kedusha in measuring salt. There's no idea like that. There's no halachic source for such a thing. So therefore, that even though there may be a danger there, Chazal wouldn't be able to be mechayiv in a positive institution of mayim achronim in that instance. You know what I mean? So that's his question. That does the positive institution of which is avoidance of sakana, could that be set institutionalized simply based upon the sakana? Could sakana itself generate a positive institution? Or you say no, is that it could only generate it insofar as it could make recourse to a category, a halacha kiyam, which already exists, and that's how it could set itself up. In which case, it can't do it by measuring salt. So that was Zibai. So Isaac says, why do you have to set up this whole institution in the first place? Why not just say it's dangerous and you can't do it? But I say it's like this. As a general halacha, a person can't do dangerous things. Shmatim on nafsha seichem, right? You have to, in general, you have to be safe. That's a pasuk in Torah. And that's a halacha. The halacha is about that. But how exactly does that express itself? You know what I mean? Like, could I guess there you have to ask a shayla, and every single, like, if something is really objectively dangerous, then you can say you can't do it. But, I mean, the particulars of it are, just because something partakes of a far-out danger doesn't mean there's a halakhic institution, there's a mechayev. So Chazal could see that they could evaluate, that they think this salt thing is the real problem, and they could be mechayev in it. You know, I mean, now, before they were mechayev in it, it may partake of danger, but it doesn't mean every person is going to be mechayev to start washing their hands. But they're institutionalizing it and making it a positive institution of mayim achronim. Now, you eat food, you're chayev to do mayim achronim. That's it. No sands or bots. You can't say, nah, I don't think it's that dangerous. It's made into a halachic institution. You know what I mean? Institutionalized, Now, the question is, now that you want to make it into a halachic chayev, as a part of the halachic system, not so fast. The halachic system has certain parameters. Could you just pour water on my hands? How is that a halachic activity? Like, how do you make something which is just like a danger thing and make it into halachic activity? So that's the question. Could you just say, because since there's a dinner shemat nashechem, therefore that itself could create a halachic institution? Or do you say, no, it has to, that could be a motivation, but it has to, in order for it to make it halachic, it has to have a halachic character to it. So the way it's going to get its character is through Kedusha, which is the Nesuda. So then it can't exist when it comes to measuring salt. So measuring salt, look, you got to do what you got to do. So if you think it's dangerous, so, you know, I mean, unless it's like proven to be dangerous, then maybe a Rav is going to paskin it, you know. Okay, good. That's a good question, though. Okay. It's kind of the question, so why do you answer him back, Lomi Baya? Right, Lomi Baya, it's obvious, right? And it sounds like he's like rejecting the whole thing. You know, but I think his point is that it has to be that you could set it up. That Sakana itself could set it up. He's saying why? Because he says you have to look at the nature of the area. In other words, Sakana is because you have a danger. This is danger. This means a person has to guard his life, and Chazal are given the right to make to set up halachos about how a person should guard his life. Apparently, it's given the Chazal the right to do that. Now, insofar as guarding yourself, there's certain times in order to guard yourself, you have to avoid doing something. You have to avoid drinking dangerous water or whatever it is. Certain times in order to guard yourself, you got to do an action. You got to pour water on your hands. You got to do my mechron after you wash. You know, you handle salt. There's no sakana doesn't recognize any difference between avoiding something or doing something. It's the nature of the realm is sakana. So since that's the nature of the area, and you tell me that halacha gives a recognition to the area of sakana, so you can't say, oh, but it can't make you do a positive activity. It can't set that up. But that is the nature of sakana. In halacha, there's a difference between sitting back and doing nothing. It's different than doing an activity. There are two halachic different categories. An activity has to have a halachic address and a definition, and sit back and not do something. It's a shev al tas, you don't do it. But that's very nice in the nature of the halachic system. But the nature of sakana is such that you got to guard your life. Now, guarding your life sometimes demands this, sometimes demands that. So if you can tell me it's a bigger sakana when I measure salt, so what do you tell me? Because it can't be halachically institutionalized and all. But that's not the area. The area is sakana, and you tell me the chum have the ability to control sakana. They're given dominion over that area. So if that's the case, then the nature of the, then they can be mechayvi the same way they could tell you not to do something. So he's saying it's not. He's saying it's pasha because of the nature of the area. It's possible that they're going to be able. That there's no difference between them. What's the lashon lo mevaya? Why do you even ask? And the thing he's saying is that logically you could frame both sides. You could. There's nothing logically wrong with the formulation. You could ask, is sakana itself enough to be mechayev, or do you say it has to make recourse to something else? I mean, that, there's nothing intrinsically, logically improper about it. But lo mevaya means that if you think about it, it's based upon the nature, the conceptual nature of sakana, and you're saying halacha recognizes sakana, so therefore it wouldn't make sense. I mean, this is his argument. I don't know if I think I retracted it. His argument is that it wouldn't make sense. It would be like superficial to limit sakana by the normal dictates of the ordinary halachic system. Because once you're telling me sakana is recognized by halacha, and sakana knows no difference between positive things and negative things, so therefore it would be arbitrary to say, well, no, sakana could tell you to do a negative, avoid something, but it can't tell you to do a positive thing. But that's not the realm of sakana. So that's a proper halachic differentiation when you're dealing with normal halachic things, is that you can not doing something is different than giving something a positive debt. But that's not the realm of sakana, and it's saying it's mistaber. Rashi's arguing it's mistaber that the area of sakana is going to be dictated by the dictates of the conceptual framework of sakana, which doesn't differentiate. Yeah, because it's already halachic. I mean, you see there's halachic things, you see gemayim galuyim, I mean, all kinds of things. You say you can't do these dangerous things, Chazal formalize these things. So why should you be stuck to giving it a halachic address? That is that. So that's the thing. It's like, oh, you're giving Chazal the right to demand certain halachas based upon sakana. So then that's what sakana is, positive, negative, whatever it is, same thing. You can't force categories into an area that don't belong in the area. So if you're telling me that sakana is realized, now what's going to be able to come under sakana or not is going to have to be... They're going to follow the categories of sakana. Now, just because in normal halachos there's differences between positive formulations and avoidances and sheva altasas, but sakana doesn't have such things. Sakana means whatever's dangerous. It's dangerous here to wash if you don't wash your hands. So that's just the same thing. What's the difference? That's the way danger is. Danger is a danger. So therefore, he's saying it's not mistaber to try to force the categories of something else into it. Okay, I had a different idea, which is based upon the question which you guys were asking before, about that the bothersome thing about Mayim Achronim, which is that it's Kikorta Bekura, Mishtakach Kikorta Bekura, right? That it's found, it's so, so rare, right? This salt is so, the Melsodomus is so, so rare, right? That's what Rabbi said. So the question was, you're saying, so why what kind of halacha is that then? Why are they worried about such a rare thing, you know what I mean? So you'll say is that the answer you could say is like this. People eat all the time, okay? And all your meals have to have salt. That's what the Chazal say. You should always have salt in your meals. So, yeah, okay. So it's something which comes all the time. I mean, meals are happening every day. In Klal Yisrael, the amount of salt which is consumed by Klal Yisrael on a daily basis is huge, okay? Maybe even a car. Okay? So that being the case, in other words, if I as a yachid were trying to decide how I'm going to act, and I'm going to say, should I be worried about this melsodomus thing? That's what you guys are saying. It sounds crazy. Now, I'm going to have to worry about it sounds like a 1 in a million thing. It's like lightning. I can't, you know, how could I be concerned about that? You know what I mean? But it could be what the Chachamim saw is that although any individual case is rare, but in Klal Yisrael, it's going to be common. I mean, if in theory there's no such thing as Mayim Achronim, then in Klal Yisrael, almost maybe even on a daily basis, there would be people would be going blind. Because in other words, it's true, one guy, but here's Klal Yisrael. So now, in other words, based upon the frequency of Achila, and the frequency of Achila, which always contains salt, so therefore the Chazal evaluated that this is a danger. It's not a danger for an individual. It's a danger for the klal. You know what I mean? Because and you melt when you make something enough times, it's going to become dangerous. You know what I mean? So Chazal or Mechayev, every individual to do it, not because for you as a yachid it's dangerous, but because for the klal it's going to be dangerous. It's common enough that if they don't do it, if they leave things as is, people are going to be going blind. Okay, who is someone? I don't know. Yesterday was a guy from China. Today was a guy from here. Whatever it is. But it may not be that common for you and your buddies. But it's for Klal Yisrael. I mean, Chum have to be concerned about Klal Yisrael at large, and therefore they saw a danger and they had to act upon it. So that's why they could set it up. Okay, you with me? Okay. Now, if that's the case, and then you may ask a question: what about if I measure salt? Because measuring salt. Let's say you say eating salt is the odds are 1 in 1 billion, you know, let's say. And measuring salt is 1.5 billion. You know, but the thing is that how often do people measure salt? I mean, there are people who are salt measurers or people who work in salt, right? But I mean, it's not like achila. See, achila is something that all of Klal Yisrael is involved in, okay? Often.
Oh.
Right? But salt measuring is something which is rare. I mean, it's not, I'm saying it's the most rare thing in the world, but it's not common. So the odds, so if you're taking an individual guy measuring salt, you'll say, what are the odds? Do I have to worry about that? I don't have to worry about that. I mean, it's too rare. So there's a chazal should never be mechayiv in that because what was the point of being mechayiv in that? There's no, it's too rare. Well, Klal Yisrael, it's not going to happen. It's just something that's just not going to happen. Maybe in 1,000 years, one gone guy is going to go blind from it who's measuring salt because it's the frequency of the Jewish people measure salt. So therefore, the Chazal only set it up, the argument would be, Chazal would only set it up insofar as a Suda. Or do you say, no, that they simply said that they left it vague. They said is that if you're handling salt, you're mechuyev in tzuz da'in. Whereas, since salt has sakana, and it's common that people handle it because of al sedomis, so they said generically that if you're handling salt, you're mechuyev in washing hands. You know what I mean? Or, did they limit it to the framework which necessitated the takana, namely the world of achila? So therefore, they said that in achila, then achilas mechayiv in sudas mechayiv in tzlaim. It's a good follow. Well, first of all, yes, you shouldn't have this question. So why don't you just say for the guys who's married? He says it's a logical point. Is that after all, every grain of salt that you're going to have in your house must be measured by someone. So therefore. So it must be the same. That's also going to work out. The same amount of people are going to go blind. It's just going to be only the salt measures. So Michael says a good point is that yeah, but you can't make a gezeira takana for a segment of the population for guys who have a dangerous job. Of course, it's a dangerous job. They have to be careful. But a takana is for Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael doesn't measure salt. A few guys measure salt, and when you measure salt any individual time, there's no real danger, anyways. You know. So you'll say so. Therefore, for Klal Yisrael, you could be mechayiv ma'ayim achronim because Klal Yisrael at large always eats meals, and there always going to be meals, and at large eventually people are going to go blind from it. So therefore, they can be mechayiv it. But you can't limit a takana for a segment of the population. So I'm going to say, if you measure salt, you do this dangerous thing, then you have to do such and such. That's not the way takana is going to go. So the only way you could say it is if you say it falls under the broader spectrum. Is how when the reason why if there was no such thing as achila and this halacha they're supposed to eat salt with your meals, they would have never made this up. Salt measurers. Tough luck. So you're going to have to do it on your own. But now that the Chachazal set this up because of Achila, so did they say Achila is Mechayev in the Melchamayim Achronim? Because that's really the whole problem. Or now did they say, they so to speak legitimized the danger of salt? And they said, you have to respond to the danger of Malchusnomis. And that's going to, however it may be, if it's in Achila, then it's in Achila. If it's in measuring salt, it's a measuring salt. And on the contrary, then it's going to be even a bigger sakana for the guy who measures salt. You know what I mean? So did they set up just a maisa, a mitzvah, so to speak, or did they tell you to respond to that sakana? Apparently, Ravashi is saying, lo and behold, is that that is mustabe, that since the nature of this area is one of sakana, of shmir, so he holds it's mustabe that they legitimize that sakana. And since they legitimize sakana, it's lonely, you can't differentiate between it. It's all, either way, it's going to come under the same thing. But apparently he holds that to say that they just said eating is machayiv in the tis line. Well, you know, what's eating have to do with tis line? Why? He holds that that's not. There's no halachic thing like that. As the nature, what are they going to say? Rather, they're going to say is you have to worry about that danger. Now that danger exists by people measuring salt, exists by people eating. Right? I mean, it could be the other way of going would have been in that kedusha type of thing. You know what I mean? That kedusha, because if you say just the way they did it is through kedusha, you know, but and then it would be limited to suda. Right. But what he's saying is that it's not mustava. That's the way they did it. Not the Mistaras Vedir, because that's the since it's Dinah Shemana Shleichem, so you should follow the dictates of the Sakana itself. Just a side point, this far is good though, why it follows up the Gemara of a Mishtakach Ki Kort of Bikura. As that's what Abai said, Mishtakach Ki Kort of Bikura. Then, Amale Racha Vedir Revel Ravashi, Kol Melchamai. That's based upon the concept the Gemara just set up of how infrequent this Melchamai is. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara asks this question, is that, oh, given that that's the case, so now if you create a situation where the guy's not really so common, now is it going to come under the scope of the Takana? I mean, it's an interesting idea on Takanas in general. It's like, because I think it's the case in general. It's like, you're going to say, it's like, you can't grind, you can't take medicine because maybe you're going to grind it. Does that mean that they're worried that every single individual is going to grind medicine? I mean, is that, I mean, nowadays it's hard to relate to, but I mean, even so, you'll say, maybe you'll say, look, it's kind of rare. I mean, I'm going to grind medicine? Come on, it's a little bit far-fetched, you know? Let's say you'd say that. I mean, I don't know, it's hard to know. But it could be, again, that when Chazal are making gezeiros, they're not worried, they're not saying every single individual is going to fall for this mistake. But they're worried about the system of Torah, and the system of Torah is a system for Klal Yisrael. So, again, it's hard to know the degrees of probability of the thing. But if they evaluate that such a danger would exist in Klal Yisrael, then they're going to make a gezeira. And you can't say, for me, it's not a thing. It's not for you. There's a system here. So every individual's actions are there are for the sake of the system. So the system demands it, and if you wouldn't do it, then the system would fall down in these other guys. Now you can't say, oh, well, I don't need it because I'm not going to make the mistake. Yeah, but that's denying the whole idea of a system. The system demands that which is necessary for the greater good, every single person has to do. So in Sakana, just because for every individual it may be not dangerous because it's rare, that's true, but you have to realize that for Klal Yisrael, it's not so rare. And you can't just be mechayev, if every individual is going to use that argument, then no one's going to be doing it, so there's not going to be, then they're going to have dangers. So therefore it has to exist.